A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we honor Mary in a special way as we celebrate the Feast of her Immaculate Heart. We speak of a person being good-hearted or being hard-hearted. The heart is a symbol of love and the core of our being. To speak of Mary's heart as immaculate is to speak of her as being totally good, being the person God created her to be. In today's gospel, Luke tells us that Mary kept all these things in her heart. Mary did not respond to Jesus' questions, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know I must be in my Father's house?" But she kept these questions in her heart. She pondered them within herself, in her heart. Is it reasonable to believe that this was Mary's typical reaction to major events in her life? To wait, to revisit, to remain open and desirous of knowing God's will and trusting in God's providence. At the Annunciation, she did not tell Joseph immediately, but kept the experience in her heart. She had time to ponder as she traveled to Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth greeted her, Mary knew how to respond with a Magnificat. I wonder what Mary pondered as she and Joseph and Jesus escaped to Egypt. Certainly, thoughts of fear for Jesus and sadness for the murdered infants and their parents. And underlying all these emotions, a basic trust in God's provident love. At the marriage feast, when Mary brought the problem of shortage of wine to Jesus, it would seem she speaks with confidence to the servants when she says, "Do whatever he tells you." Mary's words were fruitful, powerful. She kept them in her heart and prayed them, trying to see them in God's way, all the while believing that God's providence would bring about the best, all the while remaining faithful to this conviction. No words of Mary are recorded at the crucifixion, but Mary had to have kept all these things in her heart, struggling in faith and love to remain faithful and trusting, uniting her will to the will of Jesus and the Father. There is much for us to learn from Mary's example of this pondering in her heart. I would like to share something I recently heard that has been helpful and somewhat related to Mary's pondering. A friend of mine shared with me that often when he is engaged in conversation and eager or quick to make a comment, he thinks the word wait and asks himself, why am I talking? The word why begins with W. The word am begins with A. I is a word. And talking begins with T. W-A-I-T. It's a way to slow down or to consult my heart before I speak. In a sense, to ponder. More than once, I've been grateful for having done this. It seems we are called to absorb our experiences, to keep them in our heart, our innermost self, where we meet God and try to see the events in our life as God sees them and wants us to respond to them. That is wisdom, to see as God sees. Mary, seed of wisdom, pray for us. Teach us wisdom.